The Southern Festival of Books is not a political event, but this year's organizers say they couldn't ignore two of the country's most pressing issues, immigration and identity. So they placed them center stage at the 31st edition, which starts today and runs through the weekend. WPLN contributor Natasha Sinjanovic reports.
Every year, the event has a themed section. Previous topics include the Civil War, medicine, even storytelling itself. This year, it is borders and belonging, says festival director Serenity Gerberman.
We're exploring borders, both geographic and cultural, and both of those things are very important. They affect how openly and freely we're able to live our lives where we are.
Passing back and forth across cultural borders is something Janine Capo-Cruzet knows well. The novelist and ethnic studies professor is a first-generation Cuban-American. She's also light-skinned, so people rarely assume she's Latina. As a result, she says, she gets to experience race and racism from both sides of the fence.
When we talk about immigrants, we're talking about specific people, of which sometimes I'm part of that group and sometimes I'm not, depending on the listener. And that's what I found so interesting and worth examining.
She did so in a collection of personal essays entitled My Time Among the Whites. Meanwhile, for his new book, On a Plane of Snakes, Paul Theroux crossed a physical border. The renowned travel writer took a 15,000-mile road trip through Mexico, meeting everyone from migrant workers to the intelligentsia. He says his goal was to dispel negative stereotypes about our southern neighbors.
I think most Americans are afraid of Mexico, afraid to travel there, except that huge numbers of Americans retire there.
That's because they can't afford to live in the U.S. on their pensions, he says. There are also more visceral takes on the festival's theme, such as in Saeed Jones's memoir, How We Fight for Our Lives. The gay African-American poet, known for writing frankly about physical and sexual violence, says it took a while to realize everyone feels alienated.
I, for so long, believed that I did not belong, that I was an outsider, that I had transgressed some kind of border, that, you know, you kind of see where I stop even trying to ask for help.
Overall, the festival has more than 200 authors on the program, spanning all genres of literature for adults and children alike. For WPLN News, I'm Natasha Sinjanovic.
The Southern Festival of Books is a financial sponsor of WPLN.